Hello, this is Pastor Brian Scott at Every Nation New York City. This is our Mark Unplugged series, an attempt to give you a sermon if you are listening online. We didn't do these sermons live, so we're unplugged. I'm not exactly sure what we're unplugged from, but here we are. You know, they say if a tree falls in the forest, and nobody's around, does it make a sound? If a pastor preaches a message on podcasts and nobody hears it, can it be a bad message? I guess we'll find out. Why don't we open in a word of prayer? We'll get into the word today. Our scripture today is going to be Mark 8, 22 through 26. Pretty interesting passage in Mark. Father, thank you for your grace. Pray that you'd speak to us through your word and that you would help us know you more. In Jesus' name, amen. As I mentioned, Mark 8, 22 through 26, that's the story where Jesus is encountering a blind man who's brought to him by others, his friends or people who know him. And Jesus leads him away from those friends of his acquaintances, and then actually, begins to perform a miracle of healing on him. But interestingly enough, Jesus has to touch him twice. Never happened before in any of the recorded miracles. And it's a really interesting story. It's I wonder, you know, why is it there? Why does Mark put that there in his gospel? What is God speaking to us? Hopefully we'll get into that briefly here. So let me read the passage. And they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village." It's a really interesting passage. It's not found in any of the other Gospels. This miracle is not recorded elsewhere. So that makes it unique to Mark. Also, you have this whole business of Jesus touching him and then the man not seeing fully clearly and then Jesus touching him again. This sort of two-step miracle also is unrepeated in any of the recorded miracles in the Gospels. It's the only one like that. And then you have the whole business of Jesus spitting on him and using that as part of the healing mechanism, which is, you know, kind of weird. Like, how does Jesus' spit fare to everyone else's? And, you know, what's going on with all that? So it's a really interesting passage. It's somewhat peculiar. Have you ever, you know, read passages? I sure have. In the scriptures, you're not really sure what's going on with that. And there's plenty of challenging passages in the scripture. But, you know, this one is, you know, I think there's something to be gained out of it. So when you consider this passage, you know, I heard a message on this one time. And essentially the application point from this message was, well, you know, you try something one time, doesn't work out. You know, try it again. You know, you minister to somebody and they don't quite receive what you're saying. Try again. Could be, but challenge with that thought is, it sort of makes it out to be that Jesus, he's not successful the first time. And he needs a second chance to get it right. I don't think that's what's going on here, because Jesus, he's never without power. He's never without authority. There's no other instances where he's somehow inept or incapable or falls short. I mean, he's the Son of God. He's perfect. He is God in the flesh. He is without sin. He's the fullness of the Father, and he represents who God is. So he certainly is not lacking. That's not what was going on in this situation. You know, furthering on that line of thinking is, obviously, Jesus has done a number of miracles already in this particular gospel, but when you look at the whole account of his miracles, he does not only opening blind eyes, but he heals people that can't walk, people who've had ailments from their birth, and he raises the dead. I think that if there was some sort of a scale, not that there is, of miracles, raising the dead kind of trumps opening blind eyes. If he had the power to do that, he certainly has power to do this. So the fact that Jesus is doing this twice, I think we have to say he's doing something intentional. And the fact that Mark puts it in his gospel, whereas the other evangelists don't, Mark's doing something intentional in the fact that he put it there and even in its placement. So what's a helpful thing to consider when we read the scripture is you look at something in the narrative level, what's happening? Jesus, okay, he's there. Here's the blind man. They're his acquaintances. They brought the man. Something happening on that level. But then there's the level of the gospel writer and how he preserved these accounts and put them in a certain order. The events are not always chronological. Sometimes they're thematically conjoined as they're laid out in the scripture. And in this particular case, we're pretty much right in the middle of Mark's gospel. There's 16 chapters. We're in chapter 8. When you think about Mark's gospel overall, he is posing the question and answering the question of who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? That's really the question for all of us to answer. Who is he? Scripture says that one day we're all going to bow. Everyone is going to bow and proclaim that he is Lord. Whether in their lifetime they willingly and willfully served him or not, there's going to come a day where all will declare his name and declare him to be Jesus. So certainly answering the question of who he is the most important question that we could ever answer.